The Business on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by AIB. We see Brave and we're backing it through Brexit.
Well, what about the impact of Brexit on consumers? It's not just businesses fearing the fallout. We're joined by our own Siobhan Maguire, consumer journalist. Siobhan, what's this about some British retailers already shutting their doors to Irish customers?
Good morning, Richard. Yeah, exactly just that. We're 2 days into the new year and Brexit, as we would have expected, would have caused some kind of difficulties in terms of customs duties on packages and delays. But what is actually happening is that some retailers are closing their doors completely. In the run-up to Christmas, I was contacted by some consumers who would shop regularly from retailers in the UK saying, why can't I buy here? One of these retailers is Made.com, a really popular online furniture store, and they put a message on their website before Christmas basically saying that due to the ongoing uncertainty caused by Brexit, that the transporting of goods between mainland UK and the whole of Ireland was essentially cancelled and that they would be refunding customers. Now, I contacted Made.com and they told me that they are in the process of reviewing this with their carrier partners. But what it actually comes down to, Richard, and this is something I think we'll see more and more in the coming weeks, is that there are two supply chains, essentially, which is causing something of a logistical nightmare for UK retailers. So you have one to Ireland, that's the Republic, and Northern Ireland. So remember, Northern Ireland customers, consumers are being kind of bundled in with the Republic now, and they're not getting these services either. And then you have mainland Europe, where that supply chain is still running.
But also, and I'm speculating here, it's possible that for a company like Made.com, and there may be others, they may have a reasonable market in Ireland, but maybe they don't sell very much to continental Europe. So they're having a look at the costs, they're having a look at having to go through maybe a whole load of additional procedures, and they're saying it's not actually worth it for us.
Yeah, that could well be the case. Now, they have acknowledged the fact that they have a strong customer base here in Ireland, both in the Republic and in Northern Ireland. But we have other retailers, actually, Richard, who are just closing their doors completely to international customers, you know, regardless of whether it's mainland Europe or Ireland. John Lewis, for example, they're no longer taking orders for international delivery. They're saying they'll accept returns on any gift bought and shipped internationally just before Christmas, and these can be returned until the end of January, but that's it.
Now, one of the other things to feature, we were talking there about Brexit and customs and declarations and so forth, that will affect consumers as well. It isn't just about trucks getting on and off ferries, and we may well see additional charges on the prices of goods bought.
Absolutely, Richard. So any goods priced under €22 will not face additional import charges. But if goods are valued at more than €22, that will include shipping, delivery, insurance and handling charges. And then VAT will be payable. Now, there's been an awful lot of talk, for example, about the likes of, say, Amazon.co.uk, which would be really popular here. And they would have notified customers in the run-up to Christmas that they may face additional charges in relation to returning items, for example. But they would already have included VAT on their fees. And I think for the Irish consumer, there's a bit of worry that we'll be laden down with additional paperwork and red tape. But I think for the bigger online retailers, Richard, what's going to happen is that these guys will be savvy enough to basically, at the point of purchase, at the point of sale, include all additional costs. So you won't be looking at a text from your delivery carrier saying that you owe X amount to customs. It really, that should be the main case. If you're buying from a smaller seller, you probably will be prone to getting a message or an email saying that you will have to pay that little bit more for your package to be released.
And I suppose, Siobhan, as well, the question will be whether all of that is broken down in detail on the site. So if the consumer pays at the point of purchase, will we be able to see how much of it is attributable to this or to that, as opposed to just the price seems to have gone up?
Yeah, and this is the whole thing where EU consumer legislation comes into play, because it is hugely transparent, Richard, up to now when the UK. You know, the seller was under an obligation to basically spell out every single aspect of the cost. And for the most part, they would have applied VAT, and that would have been described as import fees. So now you'll get your set price. It won't be a case of the actual price of the product going up. You'll get your set price. You'll get an explainer underneath about imported fees on top of that, and then your postage and packaging.
Now, there have been some examples, Siobhan, of how much prices might go up for consumers. I've seen a figure of 40% on certain items. How could that be?
I know. And it puts the fear of God into you, Richard. You know, if you think you're going to buy something and you might be looking at doubling the price. Revenue gave us some really good examples before Christmas about how these charges could hit consumers. So, for example, a €65 purchase of sports goods would not face customs duties, but would be liable for VAT. So this would add up to €13.65 to the cost of the goods. So that €65 purchase would then be €78.65. And just to complicate matters further, if these particular sports goods cost more than €150, then the charges would increase substantially. So you would have, say, an item priced at €167. It would be subject to customs duties of €20.04, VAT at €39.28. So in total, that item would end up costing you €226.32, €60 more than the original price.
And of course, Siobhan, duty-free is back when travelling from Britain into Ireland. The booze cruise will make a bit of a return, will it?
I would imagine so. When we can start travelling again, Richard, you know, who didn't enjoy picking up the cheap bottle of perfume after a trip to the UK or whatever you're having yourself? I think it's just, I mean, it's a little way of kind of making it a little bit more of an incentive that, oh, it's not all doom and gloom. You know, we are getting some cheaper prices elsewhere.
Cheap perfume, or I was thinking more of a cheap bottle of gin or vodka, might end up being the case. But Siobhan Maguire, consumer journalist, thank you very much for joining us on the programme.